It is their unanimous judgment, in which I concur, that if we did, we should go as planned. I will put this in writing to you with the reasoning underlying it, so that you will have it for the record, sir.
The Los Angeles paper, have you heard that?
Yes, is this Dick Reston?
Mm-hmm.
Art Sylvester was just in talking to me about that. He has already told Reston the following, that he does not know anything about the allegation and would not know if it were or were not true. But even assuming it were, anybody who would write such a story would be disloyal to his country, and that he could not conceive of any responsible newspaper writing such a story. That's what Arthur had already said and just came up and told me.
I think that's good.
I think it's good, too.
But there's still a chance they will go.
Almost 100% chance they will not, sir.
All right, then we better meet in the morning somewhere. They better talk after we get down here. What is their reasoning? We ought to go on anyway if the weather's all right, notwithstanding all these predictions. It looks like if you lost a bunch of planes, you'd really catch hell.
But the longer we wait, the more they can move into the area. And that they must assume now that this is a possibility. And that therefore, each day that you wait, the danger becomes greater. That's the thrust of their reasoning.
Si, what do you think we ought to do about the leaks like that?
If I found the guy, I would fire him immediately and cut his head off. And by God, I think we ought to really try and find out where this came from. I just think it is completely disloyal to our country, and it's just inconceivable, Mr. President, that anybody could do this, but I think we ought to try and find out.
Well, would you put your people busy, and I guess we'll... I don't know what to do about state. I can't... I didn't want to send these messages. I told Rusk I thought he ought to call the one or two that he had to call. I think it's a mistake to even notify the Canadians.
The chiefs raised this with me this afternoon.
What did they say?
They said they thought it was a great mistake to notify other countries. They said they thought in the future that it ought to be limited strictly to, in essence, the two top men over there and Bill Bundy, for example, and nobody else, and here just to the people at the very top.
I wish you'd read that Galen book.
I haven't read it yet.
I'll get it somewhere.
I will. Bob told me that he'd glanced at it and it was just terrible. So I've asked him to get me a copy of it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sigh.